Low pressure tracking northeastward through Quebec today as we move from winter to spring with the equinox at 12:57 p.m. We'll swing a front through the region with scattered rain and snow showers, which have been most persistent over the Adirondacks during the day. Scattered rain and snow showers will continue into the evening hours before tapering off overnight under clearing skies. High pressure will begin to build into the region for Friday with plenty of afternoon sunshine, seasonably cool temperatures, and gusty winds. This period of dry weather will be short-lived as another system will impact the region Friday night into Saturday, with another round of rain, snow, and mixed showers, and then a return to more winter-like temperatures to round out the weekend and start the new work week. Our region will be under the influence of a long-wave trough for much of next week, which will keep temperatures below average for us through at least the end of the extended forecast. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast, as a zonal upper flow pattern will exist across much of the continental U.S. with a progressive shortwave trough moving from the upper Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes. At the surface, high pressure will be centered over western Canada, with a ridge extending southeastward into the plains. And the leading edge of this cool air mass, a cold front, will drift slowly southward and will extend roughly from northwestern Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley by tomorrow evening. South of this front, a plume of well-mixed mid-50-degree dew points should extend northward across Texas into southern Oklahoma, where steepening lapse rates and lift across the front should result in late-day and overnight thunderstorms. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Wednesday of 85 at Riverside, California, to a low Thursday morning of zero at Flag Island, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high near 50 degrees and a west wind from 15 to 20 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly sunny and breezy, a high in the middle 40s, west winds from 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30 possible. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high in the middle and upper 30s, a west wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the 20th of March. Normal maximum temperature is 46 degrees with a record of 78 set in 2012. Normal minimum temperature is 27 degrees with a record of 2 above set in 1967. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 20th. Sunrise was at 6:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Sunset will come at 7:07 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And for tomorrow, sunrise at 6:57 a.m. Sunset at 7:09 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the middle 20s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, partly sunny for Friday with highs in the upper 30s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, mostly sunny for Friday with highs in the middle 40s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance for snow showers, lows in the middle 20s, west winds from 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to 30 possible. For Friday, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers in the morning, highs in the upper 30s, west winds 15 to 20 with gusts to 30 possible. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the middle 20s, west winds around 15 miles an hour, partly sunny for Friday with highs near 40 and west winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, turning partly cloudy overnight, lows in the upper 20s, west winds around 15 miles an hour, partly to mostly sunny for Friday with highs in the upper 30s to near 40 degrees, west winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, rain and or snow showers with temperatures in the mid-30s to low 40s. Sunday, mostly cloudy and colder, highs in the low to mid-30s. Monday, sunny and cold, highs in the low to mid-20s. Tuesday, increasing clouds, upper 20s to low 30s. And Wednesday, partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.